Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is our annual custom, this is the time of year when we share with you excerpts from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt comes from Joey Von Nessen, a research economist with the Moore School's Division of Research.
Let's talk a little bit about trade and about tourism. And when I say trade, I mean retail trade, wholesale trade, and consumer markets. And this is a real bright spot in South Carolina this year. Because consumer spending has been up, we've seen about 80% of households experiencing a tax reduction this year because of the tax cut that was passed last year. And we've also seen significant drop in gas prices in recent months. So all of these give us reason to be optimistic for 2019 in terms of consumer spending overall. We've seen the uptick, and we expect that to continue into the new year. And we see that specifically, too, in the data. So if we look, again, at wholesale trade, we look at retail trade, we look at leisure and hospitality, which is essentially the way we measure tourism markets, or one way we measure tourism markets. You can see positive growth across the board in excess of what we saw in 2017. And again, we expect this to continue into the new year. And this is also impacting our forecast for income growth as well. We're anticipating a bit of an uptick in 2019. We anticipate wages continuing to rise. And then finally, we can also look at what's been happening at the state level and then breaking that down by region. The snapshot of the state going back to 2010, the major areas of the state that have seen the most sizable growth throughout the expansion period, not surprisingly, concentrated primarily in Greenville-Spartanburg, also in the Rock Hill area because of spillover effects from Charlotte, and then in the coastal regions as well, so Charleston, Myrtle Beach, and Hilton Head. But look at what's happened over the last year. And so two things really pop out at you. One is that the red counties, the number of red counties has dropped. So we've seen positive growth across most counties in South Carolina this year. And in fact, more generally, we're seeing more growth in some of the second tier or some of the smaller metropolitan regions because we've had enough time now in this expansion where growth is benefiting some of these smaller MSAs that was not the case early on. And then secondly, you'll notice that growth has shifted east, mainly away from the upstate. So Greenville, Spartanburg are not in dark green when we look at what's been happening over the last year. And again, this reflects changes in manufacturing that we've seen in 2018 due to the tariffs and due to the slowdown in European markets more generally. So what is the bottom line for 2019? As I mentioned, strong growth overall, both at the U.S. and the South Carolina level. We've seen the fundamentals across the board remain strong, particularly in South Carolina. But we do have a much higher degree of uncertainty this year, as we've talked about, due to rising interest rates, due to the tariffs. And if we look ahead to 2019, this has led us into basically an economic tug of war. So we're not currently, and I underline currently, expecting growth to increase beyond its current rate because, again, we have positive job and income gains pulling us in one direction. We have the tariffs and rising interest rates pulling us in the opposite direction. But, and this is the last important point here to focus on, March 1st, 2019. That's a date to keep in mind, because the G20 over the weekend suggests that we may get a positive resolution to some of the tariff activity. So we want to keep our eye on what happens over the next 90 days. Dr. Woodward's going to talk more specifically about the implications of changes in tariff policy. But the bottom line here for South Carolina is that if we do get a positive resolution, that could significantly affect our expectations, particularly for the second half of 2019. And just to put a fine point on that, we've looked at the possible impacts of, or the likely impacts that tariffs have had in South Carolina, and we anticipate that 1.8% employment projection that we currently have for the state could be boosted as much as 0.4 percentage points, or about 6,000 jobs in 2019 if we get a successful resolution. So another way to say that is that right now we would be seeing approximately 6,000 additional jobs created in South Carolina if not for the tariffs that have currently been implemented in the U.S. and that are affecting us here in South Carolina. So it's a significant amount. So we could potentially see a big boost in 2019. It's a wait-and-see approach, but the bottom line is that we are expecting either a good year or a great year in 2019. We don't know which yet, but it's not likely to be a bad year.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt came from Joey Von Nessen, a research economist with the Moore School's Division of Research. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find a link to the video from this conference with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.